the psychology of pain is one of my favorite areas of study. In my journey with migraines, as a doula and a childbirth educator, and as a mama, I want to share some of the ways that pleasure can help with pain. Pain is humbling. It's also a great teacher. And in order to work with it, we first have to open ourselves to it. That can be really hard when we're just bearing our way through it, waiting for it to be over. I hope that it helps you feel more empowered and open-minded about how we can work with pain. So the first thing to know is the gate control theory. The gate control theory says that certain areas of your body send sensory information to your brain faster than other parts. These are your fingertips, your lips, your erogenous zones, the bottoms of your feet. If we create a pleasurable sensation in one of these fast-acting sensory locations, we can essentially circumvent any pain signals and let our brain know, hey, there's pleasure here, before there's an opportunity for pain to come in. A mama in labor can use this by touching a soft blanket or kissing her partner as a contraction builds, using a pleasure toy, and staying with the pleasurable sensation until the contraction begins to wane. One of my favorite parts in labor was this point during active labor where I had just gotten out of the shower and I had my damp towel on my bed. And during a contraction, I would squat on the side of the bed and I would have this cool damp towel in my fingers and I would be holding it and running my fingers along the soft fibers. And it was such a delicious, sensational experience. During migraines, I keep myself surrounded by comforting sensations as much as I can. A warm blanket, a heating pad. I often rub my feet together in bed to create a soothing sensation. And once I can eat something, a little bit of something sweet, like a bite of ice cream or like a sip of juice, can really lift my spirits and change the experience of pain. Sometimes these really small introductions of stimulus into our experience can have a huge impact or at least take the edge off. The next thing to know is the fear, tension, pain cycle. This is essentially adrenaline's cyclical impact on pain. What do you do when you're anticipating pain? You tense up, right? That tensing up in fear sends stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline coursing through your body. Those hormones lead to more muscle tension, more fear, and the cycle loops and loops. More adrenaline, more tension, more pain. If you can relax even a little during a headache, labor, or some other type of pain or discomfort, the sensations will be much more manageable. This is where a vibrator or other pleasure tool can become your best friend. One of the signs I see that tells me a mama is going to be able to really roll with the ups and downs of labor is her ability to relax. This is why I suggest that all expecting parents practice yoga, meditation, and hypnobirthing. We can also use mantras, saying something like, pain is just a sensation. It's temporary. I'm bigger than this. I'm stronger than pain. We can use releasing breaths like horse lips. Sounds like this. And we can also do things like keeping a loved one close or snuggling with our pet to help us stay relaxed as possible. This doesn't mean that we don't have moments of increased tension, but at least between contractions or when we think about it, when we're able to do so, inviting our body to relax even just a little bit can make a huge difference. The next interesting tidbit is that your body cannot produce pleasure and stress hormones at the same time. This is part of why when you're really stressed, you might experience your sex drive going out the window, or you can really only access your sexuality after you've had a massage or you've done a yoga class or you've taken a bath. You'll also hear people with a pain kink talk about how the experience flips from almost unbearable pain in one moment to pure blissful ecstasy that they couldn't access without the intensity of the pain first. So having an orgasm or rolling around on the bed with your lover can drastically change your experience of pain. The next thing to know is pain is contractive energy. It's as if your body has created armor around something delicate, tender, and important. So what's the opposite of a contraction? It's expansion, right? Pleasure is expansive energy. So anything that you can do to expand your energy field, become curious about the pain, and soften around it can improve the experience of pain. For me, with migraines, there's always a point during the first day where I have a big emotional release. After that release, the pain decreases, and I don't find myself in resistance to it so much as I do just being with it and experiencing it. We'll talk more in the future about ways that we can work with pain through a more meditative and hypnotic approach, but I hope that this gives you some more options and ideas about what to do when you find yourself in a moment of pain, or as you prepare to have a baby and are looking for tools to support you in the process. I want to leave you with this. What we call pain is really just a sensation that demands your attention. If we can shift it, even a little, it can have a really big impact. Even just releasing the word pain and considering how you would describe it if you didn't have the word pain. Oftentimes it's pressure or something else. Diving into sensation language to be able to have a clearer, more accurate description of what you're feeling can not only help us to feel less pain, but also to be able to unravel what's underneath it. So we'll talk more about this in a future episode. If you want to dive a little more into pain, you can go back to a previous episode that we did about migraines and some of the ways that I work through it. I'll have those linked in the episode description. I hope this helps. Love you so much. Thank you for listening and spending this time with me. If this impacted you in some way, share this episode or send it to someone you thought about while listening. I would love to connect with you on social media. And if you'd like to connect more intimately, you can join me in the Higher Self Sanctuary, a virtual village where I lead meditations, workshops, community gatherings, in-person retreats, and more. To check out the sanctuary, you can go to www.higherself.earth. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can book a session at karinadevi.com. You'll also find information there about courses, intuitive readings, and other offerings. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review so that we can reach more of the people who are looking for this space. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.